He played 8 seasons in the NFL, 6 with the Philadelphia Eagles, and he comes back to Philadelphia as a wide receivers coach. We welcome you to the studio, Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, with G. Lou, Greg Lewis, back in Philadelphia, an NFL coach. We got to talk. How you doing?
I'm here to talk.
Congratulations. First of all, congratulations on the job.
Thank you.
When did you think you wanted to become? I'm so psyched, by the way, for you to be a coach. And I'll tell you why in just a minute, but I want to hear your story first.
I knew I wanted to be a coach back in high school. My parents and all my family members were teachers. I was into sports, and I was always an extension of the coach on the field, playing point guard in basketball and being a quarterback in football. So it was always tasked to me to get everybody correct and doing the right thing. So from that point on, having a teaching background with my family and just being an athlete and put in position to teach and lead, it was a natural fit for me.
Greg, you played 6 years here, 8 years in the NFL. Come out of Illinois, you're not drafted, you make it, which is an awesome, awesome achievement. Do you think that guys have any idea what it requires from a standpoint of player to coach and the commitment that you have to make and the time you have to put in and all the hard work that being a coach is?
I think guys have an idea, but it's difficult until you do it and until you get in the meeting rooms, until you get into the film study and different aspects of coaching. You really don't know. But I think guys respect it and want to do it. They just have to be willing to put in that time, those long hours away from your family. That's tough at times, but it's rewarding when you see the finished product on the field.
How did you make it in the NFL when there were players who were bigger, stronger, faster, and they didn't make it?
Well, I always consider myself bigger, stronger, faster than all those people. So I thought I was a very good player. I can't speak for why they didn't make it. The reason I feel that I made it is because I was dedicated to what I was going to do, and I was going to do whatever it took to get the job done and to be noticed and to be seen and to contribute in any way, shape, or form.
Here's why I'm psyched, all right? So you come into the NFL, you're not drafted, you got something to prove, right? You can't make a mistake in training camp or you're gone. You absorb from David Culley, the wide receivers coach at the time, now in Kansas City, and you learn everything, and you're coachable, and you work hard. And now you're here after all this NFL experience, and you're here to teach this group of wide receivers. And they're going to look at you and say, well, what do you got? And then you tell, they know, they find out about your career and how you made it and all the technical stuff. And this is what being a coach at the wide receiver position is all about. They all have skills. They need to use all those skills.
Yeah, I would agree. It's a good group of receivers that are presently here, and I'm excited to get an opportunity to work with those guys. I really don't want to make it about when I was here playing and what I did. It's more about what I've learned and what I've believe in as a receiver coach and trying to impart that wisdom and that knowledge on these guys to get them to maximize their potential. So I'm excited about the opportunity. It's a great group to work with, and I can't wait to get my hands on them and get them out here.
So, Greg, what are the tenets? What do you want to teach them? What are the keys to being successful?
In my opinion, dedication is most important. You have to want to do it. You have to be dedicated and willing to put in the extra time, the extra study to be great. You have to want to be great. As a receiver, technique is essential. You have to be a technician because you can be the biggest, fastest, strongest guy, but if you don't use proper technique, you're not going to give yourself an opportunity to make plays and to contribute on a consistent basis. And catching the ball is big to me. Like, I pride myself when I played, when I've coached, on guys that can catch the ball. I'd rather have a guy that can catch and runs a 4.9 than a guy that runs a 4.2 and can't catch. So we drill that consistently, daily, just eyes, hands, fingers, focusing on the ball and making plays when given opportunities.
When you say technician and technical skills, for fans who don't understand what that is, they know the receivers run a route. And what are the technical aspects? Is it hands, getting off the block, feet? What is it?
It's a combination of all those things. Releases at the line of scrimmage, you have to be sound because guys are going to come up and try to press you. You have to be able to release off that. Then when you're getting different route combinations, you have to be where you're supposed to be on time. As a receiver, you're on the quarterback's time. So you need to be on rhythm with him in order to make the play work consistently. So understanding how to release off press coverage, getting to where your spot is, whatever the concept may be, and understanding coverages and reading coverages because you may have to sit in the zone or you may have to change a route, convert a route, different little nuances that have to be drilled in and become natural to you will help receivers in this offense.
I wonder, Greg, in 2012, you started as a coaching intern here. Andy Reid hired you. You worked with DeSean Jackson and Jeremy Maclin and Jason Avant. And I wondered, what did they teach you?
Those guys, I've learned a lot from guys that I've been around. And it's just bits and pieces that you pick up from different guys. When T.O. was here, he was a guy that showed how you're supposed to burst off the ball, how you're supposed to finish a play, how you're supposed to compete every day at practice. Jason Avant was a relentless physical presence on the field, and you try to take bits and pieces of that. When DeSean was here, the explosiveness that he plays with, the tracking the ball down the field, it just all a culmination of all those things, and you try to piece them together and make your own philosophy and build it to get other guys to do similar things with the tools they have.
What kind of relationship, Greg, do you want to have with the guys in your room?
I want to have a good working relationship with the guys. I want guys that love football, that are passionate about the Eagles, because I am. I've been here. I know what it is to be an Eagle, and guys that want to work. If you have those three things, then we'll have something going for us.
You have a relationship with the guys here just from watching them. I know Nelson Agholor was a draft prospect last year when you were in New Orleans, so you studied him. What can you tell us about this group from the little bit that you know, from the tape that you've watched?
Well, first and foremost, I like the workman-like attitude that they bring to the game that I've seen. Obviously watching games, but I've got an opportunity to watch some of the practice tape that they had, and the guys come to work every day, and they're competitive, and they want to get better. Specifically with Nelson, when I had opportunity to interview him last year at the Combine, a very articulate, very well-spoken, hungry guy that wants to get better, has great ball skills, has great burst and in and out of cuts, change of direction, which was big. I wanted to get him in New Orleans, but we didn't have the opportunity. Now I'm blessed with the opportunity to get an opportunity to coach him here. Huff has some explosiveness to him that I really like and that I saw, and it's just fine-tuning the little details of his technique and route running and finishing plays. And then Matthews is a beast, in my opinion, just seeing him out there, just a physical presence. He reminds me of Jason Avant type of guy, but he has some big playability in him, so it's a good group to have.
So I guess when the time comes, you go into these camps open-minded. Can Jordan, for example, if fans want to, can he play outside, inside? Do you see him? Do you know yet?
The philosophy that wherever I've been coaching-wise is that I don't want to pigeonhole a player into, oh, he's a slot receiver or he's an outside receiver. You're a receiver, you need to be a complete receiver, and you need to be able to do everything inside and everything outside, and that gives us versatility within the offense to move guys around and not miss a beat. So guys are going to start at positions, but we're going to have some flexibility with moving guys around.
Is there a sense, as you're watching the film, and a lot of drops last year drove people crazy, we know that, very frustrating, can that be improved?
It will be. It will be improved. I think it wasn't that the guys can't catch. I see guys, it may be some concentration here or there, or getting some separation so you can make a catch easier, keeping your feet on the ground instead of jumping up to try to catch passes. So it's just little details that need to be fine-tuned. But the skill set with all the guys is there. It's just molding it and getting it on a consistent basis.
Greg, you had 99 games here with the Eagles, 136 receptions. None greater than the one in Super Bowl 39. We'll take a look here at multiple angles. Can you go through the play with us here and describe just how great this play was? You know it was great.
it was an exciting opportunity just to get in the game. It was unfortunate that I was in there because Todd Pinkston had got hurt and whatnot, and then I was thrust into that position, and I was excited about it. But the play, Westbrook and I sort of were confused for a second. I was like, no, I'm going to go inside right here. You going out there out wide, and I'm going to get this route. It was cover zero they ended up playing. I ran up on the safety and gave him a inside-outside and then post to the middle. Donovan put a ball out there, and as a receiver, we've all been taught it's your job to make a play, make the quarterback look good. That's what my goal was.
Yes. So. And you spiked it. Now, where is that football, Greg Lewis?
It's probably somewhere in Jacksonville.
You didn't keep the football, man.
I'm big on winning the game. So, I mean, it was great to get a touchdown in the Super Bowl, but
then
we didn't win.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't either. Back in my younger days.
What do you want your receivers to do when they score touchdowns?
Hand the ball to the referee like they've been there before.
Okay. So. Now, one person who did not do that, Terrell Owens, a former teammate. Yeah. He is a finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And your opinion, Greg, all the numbers, all the off-the-field stuff, all the teammate issues, should he be in the Hall of Fame?
In my opinion, I believe he's a top five receiver in NFL history. So I believe he should be in the Hall of Fame. Off the field incidents or distractions or whatever you want to call it, when he stepped on the field, that's what you should base off Hall of Fame status, in my opinion. Now, I'm not a voter or anything, but the guy was tremendous. And he helped us while he was here, and he had a great career elsewhere, obviously. And he should be first ballot to me.
Greatest receiver you've ever played with, then?
He's up there.
Yeah. Who else would I'm trying to think
Randy,
in Minnesota.
Randy Moss. I was with Randy and T.O., obviously. Those two guys, I mean, they have remarkable stats, and you had to game plan for those guys. So, yeah, T.O. is a great receiver. Randy's a great receiver. I think they both should be shoe-ins.
Yeah, and they both worked really hard when they got into the football world.
Yes.
And that's what made them great.
They loved it.
That's what made you great.
Correct.
Greg Lewis, welcome back to Philadelphia.
Thank you.
Lou, Eagles wide receiver coach here in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.